On this update, hear comments from Senator Chuck Grassley on the proposed plans to import Argentinian beef. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
President Trump has raised concerns about the cost of beef and the prices American consumers are paying for that beef.
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says that the biggest factor driving these high cattle prices right now is just simple economics.
The biggest factor driving these prices is economics 101, pretty clear, supply and demand. America's cattle supply, as all of you guys know, is the lowest level since the 1950s. This has been caused by drought in recent years and by increased costs for beef producers. Many of these producers decided because of these situations to sell cows instead of keeping them to put more beef into the market. However, even with the tight supply, the public's demand for delicious, protein-rich beef remains the same or higher, and that obviously has driven up prices.
And with these tight supplies, farmers and ranchers do what they can to help keep up with the big demand.
Cattle men and cattle women are doing what they can to meet the demand, but as you know, building up a herd takes a long time. So I commend President Trump's plan to strengthen the American beef industry, which he announced through the Secretary of Agriculture. The plan increases grazing access, cuts inspection costs, expand processing so that the big four producers controlling 85% of the market can't drive up prices. And in the end, this boosts long-term demand.
And on the topic of importing beef from Argentina.
Now, you may have heard the president pressing for more beef imports from our competitors. Obviously, I disagree with him on that because this would damage the incentives for U.S. cattlemen to raise more beef. And in the words of the president, repeating what you hear him say so often, the message to the president is pretty simple. Undercutting American beef is not putting America first. And I don't argue with the president's American first agenda, but you can't undercut beef and consider that being America first.
And in your opinion, what should American farmers make of all this news and headlines that keep circling around?
Well, I'm sure American farmers are going to see it as one issue. I see it as two separate issues. I've expressed my view on not importing more Argentine beef as being wrong. And I think the extent to which the president is trying to stabilize things in Argentina in the same way we did in Mexico in the 1990s, using the same methods, and at the same time encouraging private lending to Argentina to reduce the impact of China in that country, I think is a worthy goal. Now, it is true that we don't import a lot of beef from Argentina. It's a very small percentage of the consumption in America because Americans don't want that grass-fed beef. They want corn-fed beef. That's why it's a small amount coming in. But for the president to invite more in, I'm opposed to that. So I made that very clear.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.